T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to Gresh and Poirier on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
What's up?
I find Aerosmith overrated.
Why?
You're supposed to love them. They're from Boston.
No, I know. But I just... I mean, listen, they're a hell of a band, a hell of a group. I just think it's, I don't know, overrated. There's something about Steven Tyler. It's just
I've never
weird.
Even thought twice about Aerosmith, whether they're overrated or underrated. I wouldn't know enough about their catalog.
Ooh, listen to you.
I would have to grab Greg Hill for the whole, you know.
Oh, he'd yell at me, I'm sure. He probably owes me a yelling anyway because of the joke when we were at MGM Springfield.
What was that?
Well, about the he's got the new lady and she's on the phone. And then I said, that'll change by the end of the year.
No, he's all in on the whole new lady game. She's cooking for me. She's doing this for me. I mean, he's living that life. He's living his best life.
Oh, so it's like taking care of grandpa whenever grandma passes.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to sit in there and, I'll make sure to fold his laundry. And
there is an age gap.
Make sure we got nice soft foods in the house, you know, some pudding.
How far away is he from just eating, you know,
applesauce? Just soiling himself on
just
a daily
like,
basis.
Hey, listen, you signed up for it. You signed up for it. You knew there was a 40-age, gap here. You signed up.
Oh, man.
I like the nice wipes with the little aloe in it, right? The ones that are real soft and don't irritate my skin.
Sure. Can you
hold both my feet up at the same time?
Can you imagine that text message going to, and I don't know the age, and I don't guess. I'll just guess significantly younger. While you're at CVS today, while I'm getting ready to do... They said it. Think you can get me some Tux wipes.
Oh, you know my lead
from the hind end. You know.
You know. So
got
random
a big bubble back there. Can you help me out a little?
Well, mine went away. By the way,
didn't know we were talking about this on the air.
Real quickly though, just because we ran a little
a
late.
Greg stinky balloon joke.
Yeah, when
okay.
I think Greg, I think hemorrhoids.
Well, he said, and I quote. I guarantee 1,000% Poirier has had a touch-up.
A touch-up for what?
At 7:15 it was. They were talking about how you have definitely had some kind of work done.
Like plastic surgery?
I do believe that
Not a chance in hell.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you can find
other than my hair, nada.
7:13, 7:14, 7:15.
Really?
I think there
he
was
thought
about
I. He was he was
well that's why
really
that's why when you came in, Poirier was Wiggy was on the whole and Courtney was like, yeah, you don't have lines on your forehead.
I don't know what to tell you. It's
I know
thank my mom and dad.
I know
absolutely
Wiggy went down.
Zero.
Wiggy was like, oh, it's your jeans.
Yes. I'm a righteous beige color. Look at that. A little shiny, though, right now.
I'm a righteous beige color.
Need to maybe touch up those eyebrows a little bit. Holy cow, Wolfman.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm a righteous beige color.
Yeah.
But you just came from, sunning yourself
I was in Miami,
Florida.
Of course.
Those white pants, that sun just seared right through there.
I was going to tell you that I got the most uncomfortable text last night. Or maybe uncomfortable is not the word to use. It's not really what I was looking at. It's the first thing that came out of my mouth. Because my son's in Mexico right now.
Oh.
He's in Tulum.
Okay.
Okay.
Which is he with other people to make sure that there's no kidnappings?
Well, yeah, a big group of them. All those guys that stole my wine.
Oh.
All those roommates that stole my wine. He's with those guys. And he sent me a message last night, and all it said was, I got lost in Mexico.
Oh, my God.
That's all he said was, I got lost in Mexico. And then there was a little
coop. He's such an idiot. On Twitch.
And what are you trying to say? That my forehead is a driving room? Yeah, so what?
I'm now on Fourier's forehead.
Yeah.
It's better than the lighthouse gummies.
Yeah. Why am I always the victim?
So
of
you're.
Coop's
so
pranks?
Wait a minute. So
yeah.
So Caleb gets lost in Mexico, and that's the only text you get.
Well, there was a delay, right? So you're sitting there. Okay, is he lost now? Where did he get lost? I was sending him all these screenshots and stories about somebody getting shot. Cartel stealing this person, hijacking this place, stealing this person's money, taking that college kid's watch.
Yeah.
Like kids, they go down there to Mexico and they
awesome
wear their
job, Christian.
It is. And I'm sitting there going, well, I was trying to convince them not to go. Because, like, out of all the places, Tulum would not be a place I would go to Cancun.
Well, and now with, you know, just the traditional kind of ways you can kind of game scholarship money, you know. Hey, I'm going to live off campus, coach. What's the rent? Like $700 a month. It's really like $200, and you're chopping it up with a bunch of other people.
Yeah.
There are lots of ways to. Here you go. Fourier from March 24th.
Yeah.
Yesterday, 6:50 p.m. Text you don't want to receive from your son while he's on spring break. Quote, I got lost in Mexico.
Yeah, that was it. So what do you mean you got lost? Or were you by yourself? Because isn't like all like envisioned was a rain, like monsoon type of vibe at night, muddy road, you know, and next thing you know, this Jeep with like four guys jumps out. It's like, hey, man, where you going? You lost? Like, that's what went on in my head.
Yeah.
In reality, it was probably like five drunk, you know, seniors from Boulder, you know, stumbling because they forgot what street they lived on.
Too much wine.
Too much wine.
Did they drink it?
I don't know. If they did, I'm sure I'll get a screenshot. They probably didn't. They probably either they drank it and then didn't take a picture because they were so drunk. Because they wouldn't take it into Mexico.
Did you teach him how? I mean, he has like training in basic weaponry, I'm sure, God forbid.
Weaponry
right?
Being what? His hands?
No, like, you know, if you got a knife or something like that, kind of, no.
Nope.
No, there's none of the.
I don't have that training. Do you have that training?
Well, you kind of learned where, if God forbid, you got to stab to kill. You learn where to go. It's a couple of places you can make it much easier on yourself.
Oh, I just watched Bill the Butcher.
Someone.
I just watched, you know, Gangs of New York.
Again,
This is the kill.
Yeah, listen, if it's hand-to-hand, it's real simple. The sooner you go for the eyes, the more you get someone to move their hands. I'm just telling you. Plus, they're going to want to go like this and protect themselves, and then you can go wherever
you need
to.
First of all, if you're carrying a knife.
Well, then that's a different level of weaponry. But if you're, you know, I would say that people that get lost in Mexico might have something on them.
Why can't you just be, you know, young, dumb, and drunk? And just get away with
well,
it.
Well, you can be, because it normally goes young, dumb, drunk, and kidnapped.
In Tulum, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's the...
we got a big one. How much do you think we can get for this guy?
Oh, my God.
Don't call me.
How about this from Boston Globe Pitchbot on Twitter, at Boston Satire? Report, Jordan's Furniture announces annual Red Sox promotion where your furniture's free if you can grit through 9 full innings of watching the team attempt to figure out how to play baseball.
Oh, my God.
Pure satire.
It's
very
not
funny.
Even, you know what? You're going to sit there. Yeah, how about this? Alex Cora is going to be the manager of this just mocked, ridiculed. Just like, think about that. Like, you're such a punchline. The whole team is a punchline.
Mm-hmm.
Season hasn't even started. Season starts Thursday, right? At what, 10 p.m. our time? 10:30? It's like Pac-12 after dark.
9:30, something
10,
like
10,
that.
10 first pitch.
10 first pitch. Holy crap.
Gets earlier, though, 9:40 the day after.
Ooh.
Get your popcorn.
And then what?
9:40 again, I think.
So really, only one game is really late.
I see the thing that Coop popped up there on the Twitch chat from NBC Sports Boston. Is there something to be said for a low-drama spring? as scandals and disasters rock the Dodgers. I'll tell you, they're only going to win 120 games this year. And other top teams, the Red Sox have managed to keep the vibes positive.
Ooh. Wright's backpack.
I mean, seriously.
The hard part now is...
They have nothing else but to be that.
They're what? Mockable?
No, to be positive. They're lower than the rent on a burning building right now. And what else are they going to do? Woe is us, or, hey, everybody's wrong. Of course you're going to keep it positive because they've zero. Most people, hell, there have been guys walking in that clubhouse who are like, yep, I'm going to get paid a lot of money for 71 wins. Let's get it going.
I mean, right? And then when do you start, like, it is going to be interesting how Acora manages this team. Not
emotionally.
I think he's in a perfect place, though, honestly. The whole lame duck coach where he doesn't have another contract. He can literally just do whatever the hell he wants. He can take chances. No one's going to hold this against him.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone is going to be held against, in order, it'll be ownership.
Agreed.
It'll be Breslow. And Cora is just like a victim of circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen, you know what I can do with good players, but you know what? I mean, geez, you know, just play good defense. That seems to be the theme.
Again, you got to preach something that you know you can do. So playing good defense, and it needed to be fixed from last year. 2 years ago, it was no closer. Last year, it was no defense.
Yeah.
This year, you got a closer and you got defense, but now what else?
Pitching.
Do you
have? Well, pitching, it's a wait and see.
And there's Tristan Casas, who is saying no right now to the Red Sox overtures on getting a deal done. I mentioned that we were going to get to what Gerard Mayo would say to Pats fans that maybe aren't completely thrilled with what has gone on this offseason. We get right into that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI. Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
College basketball coming to the backyard this weekend. We're getting what?
Oh, yeah.
UConn, San Diego State, Iowa State, Illinois. We'll take that.
I tried to get tickets for those just to kind of – I've never been to a tournament. I've never been.
You never been to a tournament
Not
game
even,
at all?
Nope, wow. Never been to it. Interesting. So, when I saw it was here, I was like, oh, this should be easy to get because the first 64, yeah. Well, you know, all I see is empty seats.
Oh, in the earlys, yeah.
Yeah, but now Sweet 16, it's a different story. I think, we were looking at it. I was like, I'm not going to this. I mean, I'm happy for UConn. Hey, you know, San Diego State. Okay, a little rematch there. But Iowa State and Illinois could care less.
It'd be good basketball.
No, it'd be great.
If you're just there for a good game, yes.
But if I'm going to spend, $350 a person.
Yeah, yeah. It's,
I'd rather go someplace else.
But
I'd rather go to the Stubborn Seed in Miami and just blow that money on some stupid meal.
But you're also getting the second day as well, right? So you're getting the regional final as well, I think, when you buy those, right?
Once I saw the number, I just stopped. I was like, forget it.
You stopped digging in. It was just like, too much. Okay, I understand.
Yeah. No, but it would. I would be. When was the last time the tournament was actually here? Like the first round.
Oh, Providence had first round games in 16, 17, something like that, when they redid the dunk, whatever they call now the amp or whatever. When they redid it, they got some tournament games. They actually have some NCAA tournament hockey games going to Providence as well.
Yeah.
So I think the Garden is clearly one of the facilities automatically that's big enough to be able to host a regional final. So that was a big thing down in Providence that they had to redo it. They want X amount of suites and things of that nature. And you got to get the right buildings to be able to get that kind of stuff. And the bidding process is, I think, like 3 or 4 years out now.
Really?
It's gotten to be like a Super Bowl in some ways.
Well, I know the ratings are through the roof. Some of the highest ratings CBS has ever had.
Yeah, pretty nutty.
The one thing that does, and I'll get off basketball for now.
Yeah,
first of all, I'm so sick of it, by the way. I'm sick of the tournament. I'm sick of basketball. I'm done watching it. I'm done with it. Oh, my God. Enough already. It is interesting. At the lower level, the tournaments at the lower level are exactly the same as the higher level.
Mm-hmm.
You have, I don't know how many games on the court. As soon as the game is over, parents get the hell out, leave. Other parents want to come in and sit. Just like I see the big signs on the Jumbotron, hey, please leave the arena. Like, they're like telling people to get the hell out so the new group of people can come in.
And clean up around your seats, yeah. Damn it. Well, if you have a Final Four ticket, I've never gone to a Final Four. My wife went. And apparently if your team unexpectedly wins, you know, like last year was UConn San Diego State. So with the losing teams, they're literally, people are just like, nope, I'm leaving town here. They're like handing out tickets or whatever. So say you get in late for the Final Four or something like that, but your team ends up winning. Just find somebody who lost. You'll be able to get the tickets and zoom right in there. And kind of like, really, nobody hangs around for the Monday night championship game.
Really?
Yep. There's a lot of...
Did not know that.
Well, because two teams and their fans have no reason to kind of hang around.
I didn't realize that.
And you're doing it in sneaky domes hack. Now. It's a sneaky hack. Exactly right. Uncle Gresh's got all the tricks. I know where to stab people and
I know, right? That was like something I didn't think I'd ever learn from you.
Yeah.
And, how to defend against an attacker with a knife and how to aggressively stab somebody.
There you go. No, it's just you got to know where to go. That's really what it is. And, Gerard Mayo sat at the coach's table today for the coach's breakfast out at the league meetings. And we've played some of the answers from Gerard Mayo on certain things. And here was one when Mayo was asked about, what do you say to frustrated or angry Patriot fans because they're not really feeling the offseason?
For Patriot fans, look, I understand the frustration. I understand the expectation that has been really built over the last 20 years. But at the same time, hopefully the fans understand that we're trying to build this the right way. And we're trying to bring in pieces that we think are for the long term. I think there's a combination between bringing people in for the short term, but also you have to think long term. And that's always the hard thing to do. I would just ask Patriot fans for patience. Look, once again, there will be players that hit the wire, free agents, guys that are explosive, whatever you want to say. There will be guys in the draft. There will be guys after the draft. So just sit back and kind of, let us do our job going forward.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you guys, just sit back, enjoy the ride, and make it bumpy. I may take a wrong turn now, but whoa, I tell you what, we'll eventually get to that destination.
Yeah. Ready to burn some cash.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What problem do you have with this?
There's nothing to see here. There's not a problem. There's nothing to see. Yes, you all might look at an incomplete roster, but there'll be plenty of people coming down the pike. I'll tell you, Christian, do you know what general managers really look forward to? The rush of guys cut in June after the draft. Because you know what there is? You probably get a starting quarterback in there. Hey, you might find a left tackle in there. So you're right. Maybe all these guys at the bottom of other people's rosters, maybe in June, your starting quarterback gets cut. And there you go. And you got a gem. You got a find. You got a pearl.
All right, move on. Nothing to see here.
I mean, that's, you know, it's the whole, okay, take time, be pa- oh, okay, so we can do it. Then when do we get to revisit it? Then when do we, like, do we wait until camp starts and figuring that, you know, after the draft, because we've been talking about, do you have enough draft picks, all that kind of stuff, right? Not enough starters to go around, maybe not enough depth or whatever. And I'm supposed to believe that the bumper crop of players that are going to get cut before camp, or that they're going, so they can't get Calvin Ridley here and they're really close on money. But I'm going to believe that if some guy gets cut from whatever, say in the middle of training camp because they're just disenfranchised with the guy, that a said player worth their salt is really going to say, hey, you know what? All that newness in New England is just right for me. Whenever a veteran has got a big decision to make, I'll tell you, he's on it, baby.
I sit there and listen to it. And again, I'll fresco this up. Okay. I don't understand how anyone other than you, who is just uptight about like his openness and his tone and his mannerisms.
I'm also uptight about the job that is being done down there right now, acquisition of talent or lack thereof. Again, I'm sorry everyone needs some ointment on an inflamed part of their body that I might be getting you all upset with. I'm using what they have said.
What?
I am creating
you
narrative.
Wait, what is it about? Why did that trigger you?
Did they
what
say?
What about that? No. What about this? What about, okay, this last clip that we just played.
Yeah.
What was the trigger? They go, oh,
it's
no.
It's the whole, oh, everybody just sit back and let us do our jobs. Yeah. You know what? We're all going to, it's the whole, hey, we're all going to be okay. There's the draft. I like the line earlier from Mayo on the, well, if we draft him here, they got to come here. Oh, that's an interesting line to use.
I do like
Christian, who gets big time free agents in June and July? And if somebody gets cut in August and they're worth a damn, who's recruiting them here? What's the draw? If we're already finding out that it ain't the money, a lot of people are hooting on the crafts. I'm looking for Mayo to be able to bridge the gap and close some deals. So you mean to tell me that they're gonna be able to do so much, and they are gonna get better? I'm gonna willingly admit they will get better, but he's making it sound like they've got until training camp or a couple weeks into training camp to be able to put together the roster that we're just supposed to sit. Here you go. I'm putting my feet up. Hold on. Yeah.
Just enjoy the ride.
I just put my feet up and enjoy the ride. There we go. Or God forbid, I'm a little skeptical, because here's the thing, Christian. Here's what I would dare say, and tell me if I'm wrong. If the name of the head coach of the New England Patriots was Billy Lanny, and there was no connection to Belichick, how differently do you think people would be reacting? Because I think while Kraft is now taking it on the chin because of the dynasty deal, I think there are a lot of Patriot fans out there that are like me, where they're trepidation. I like some of what I hear. I worry about some of what I hear over here, right? But at the end of the day, I think some people are getting, oh, it's Gerard Mayo. We know him. We're familiar with him. It's a new day down there. He represents new. But if the name was Nick LaPan or Billy Lanny, and they were just some new guy walking in and said the exact same thing of the whole well, there's a lot of time, just let's do our job. How openly would people, Patriot fans up and down, would be mocking the guy only
fair,
half
fair
now.
Enough. If you take any of the 2023 head coaches to be hired, okay, so that was, so Jonathan Gannon, D'Amico Ryan, Shane Steichman. Spikeman.
Right.
Okay. There were other head coaches, but first-time head coaches.
Yep.
Gannon, Ryan, Steichen. Okay, if those guys were playing, you would definitely judge them and react to them differently. I mean, even Nathaniel Hackett at his press conference, or any of these yahoos who became head coaches, you're like, oh my God, this is our head coach.
Mayo's not going to be Nathaniel Hackett.
No. I am only judging him. I think there's two aspects of the Mayo. One is, okay, what they're actually doing and how they're going about doing it, right? There's the the technical aspect of it, behind the scenes, in how they're making the sausage. Now, what I appreciate, which I don't think anyone should sit there and just rip him for, is how he presents his personality, how he talks to the media, the words that he chooses. That, to me, is refreshing. It is like, wow, he's just being himself. He's using words that Bill has never used, and it is such a weird emotional contradiction in a way, for you've been literally dealing with one guy, one way, the massive, there's not a, he invented a new extreme. Like, invented a new extreme.
There's no question Bill took it too far.
And now you got something, you got somebody young, hip, cool, got a little personality, is willing to kind of mix it up a little bit, not really all uptight and angry at everybody, and he's not nervous about being got. That's the other thing. Nobody's really kind of, like, you know, checked him on something that he's done and to make him feel protective, because he will eventually, in my book, end up being, he'll put some walls up.
He'll clam up a little
bit. He will put some walls up.
And that's my thing. I do appreciate the tone, the tenor, the way that Jerod Mayo does sort of talk to people and things like that. There's a reason we don't have to know everything. That's the part I want him to get, Christian. He can stay nice, humble, cheery, pat the writers on the bum if they need it or whatever. It's the say what you need to say, but do it in ways to help the organization, right? I was critical of the whole Drake May thing. You pumped him up, you talked him up, you talked about the ceiling. I don't need to know about the floor. That is the reality of the situation. However, keep it to where we had, like, Harbaugh earlier, who was putting over J.J. McCarthy like he should be the number one pick. What I want from Mayo is I don't want him to be Bill. I don't need him to be a D to the writers. That's okay. It's more of the what he says, the trade stuff. Oh, you're going to give us a bag. People are like, stop it. The whole spending money that I got cash to burn. Ain't seeing no cash burn unless it's on guys who were already here that maybe can't play. It's just taking it a little back. That's all. I love the way it is refreshing to hear someone that it is willing to answer a question. However, in the best interest of the organization, you can't say too much. Just make it concerted so that it is you're pumping all these guys up. Jim Harbaugh, why is he pumping up people? Because he's got the number 5 pick, and he probably wants to trade down, which would be smart. And the guy figured out if 3 QBs and a wide receiver go, I think Jim Harbaugh even said, he's like, it's like I have the number 1 pick. So he's pumping people up to get up there, to keep those options open. Not first press conference out of the chute. Hey, we're going to draft somebody in a really important position. Ha ha, y'all figure it out.
Well, there is some naivete involved in his answering.
And that's my biggest
beat. It's just like, it's just, this is what you get with a first-time head coach.
And I don't dislike the guy. I just sense the iceberg.
Iceberg right ahead.
They're all new. Who
young and new.
Like, think about it. For as much as Bill Belichick was a defensive guy, if you hear about installing the offense, there is that layer of security there of the, well, you got one of the best head coaches who ever did it. They'll make sure that thing gets installed. What is, like, exactly Mayo's role in that? Well, since I didn't really know any offensive guys, hey, AVP, here you go. Turn around, do it, brah. It's all on you. Like, seriously, you think I'm being funny, but am I wrong? In terms of the offensive installation, is it going to be head coach standing there with the OC, or is it just going to be you go do it, OC guy? And, oh, by the way, you might be one of the hires that I said, it might suck first time out, and I might have to get rid of. And you've only done it paired up with a young quarterback. You see the whole trickle down, which makes me nervous, which is why I am on these guys. Because, again, I'm to a moral certainty for you. I'm convinced. The plan was Bill out, Mayo in.
Yeah, I don't even think that's up for debate.
Oh, and that was it. That's my point. It was that you heard the whole plan. Bill out, Mayo in.
Well, do it together.
Mayor, the owner goes and says, now watch my documentary.
Yeah. Did I mention that this new docuseries is being released while I have you all here? Listen, it's not one-sided at all.
Right. That's what it felt like.
Kraft Sports at the end of every one. It's like Kraft Sports Dynasty.
RKK showed up, put his guy in there, said, see you later, watch the doc, back to New York. That's what it kind of feels like right now. Again, look, maybe Mayo wins the coach of the year and this team is unbelievable next year.
Not going to happen. What are the odds on that?
Oh, I don't think
you got to make the playoffs at least, buddy.
We have to wait till after the draft for those to come out, but we'll jump on them right away. Are You Done is next.
Are You Next is done.
Now, more Gresh and Fourier.
On WEEI and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app. Now, it's time for...
Are You Done? Are You Done?
Are You Done?
Are You Done? You done, right? You done, right? Are You Done? Are You Done?
On Gresh and Fourier.
Time for some Are You Done? Tomorrow, Tom Curran will join Fourier and Hart coming up at noon. That'll be tomorrow. Yeah. I'm out tomorrow.
You got Hart tomorrow.
I got the four-hour dentist appointment tomorrow, and then the six-hour one coming up later on. And that's just to get the temporary bridge in. To where it's
like the pregame. It's like before. It's like your appetizer.
You know what it is? It's like the first quarter.
Yeah.
In a four-quarter battle that might go to overtime when it's all said and done. So, unfortunately, and I wasn't supposed to miss Friday. I was so upset. You know what? My guy actually said to me, he was like, sorry about Monday. And I'm like, nah, I got it. And I'd take the day off. And I said, no big deal. It's got to get done. And he was like, nah, I know you like to do your thing.
Good yeah.
Dude. Yeah. So anyway, I'm out tomorrow, and who knows? Maybe it'll be bad. Maybe it won't. But I know what isn't bad. Billy Lanny, are you done?
No, I'm not.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
No, it's a sad story.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, everything okay?
Yeah, no.
All right.
You saw it in there. Another Friendly's restaurant is closed.
Oh, dear Lord.
This one was the one inside Terminal A of Logan Airport.
Oh, does that even count?
It certainly does.
If you're reported in the news.
Yeah.
Oh, the news. Sorry.
If you're waiting for Sun Airlines to take you out of Terminal A and you can't get a Fribble,
get a honey barbecue chicken melt. But on the bright side, there are still 26 of them left. How long they last, I do not know.
I had one that is really close to my house that has just completely gone under. I think there was like one in Pawtucket, Rhode Island that they now retrofitted into some other whatnot. It might have turned into like a Popeyes or something like that. I don't know.
Like, I'm looking at these lists of cities, and I know there's one I drive by when I'm heading down like towards like my girlfriend's family and her friends. That one serves breakfast.
Ooh. Like, so right? It's like Denny's
breakfast. I thought they should be open all day like Denny's.
They should create a whole new model.
I didn't think breakfast was the thing there.
They very much so did. Like, I know that whenever I was working in the heyday at Newport Creamery in the early 90s, it was always Friendly's was the place that people could go and get their, you know, two eggs, 2x2x2x2.
You know, is Friendly's going to end up being like Blockbuster Video? Where when it was all said and done, there was one Blockbuster Video left standing when they had, like, I don't know, 5,000 nationwide. It was in Alaska.
One Friendly's left will be.
Yeah. Like, which city? Because the one closest to me is in Attleboro. But I can't tell you the last time I actually went to a Friendly's. But it used to be every sporting event, every, like, hey, post, like, little, you know, fourth grade basketball game or flag football game, or you name it. Everybody's going to Friendly's.
So when you're going 90 West, right? You're on the Pike. Is it Wilbraham that is the home of Friendly's? You know, like on the left-hand side,
like the original McDonald's.
Yeah, no, but it says it's in shrubs. It says like Friendly's in shrubbery, and it says like home of Friendly's. And I thought it said like Wilbraham, Mass, or something. Huh. You've never seen that on the Pike?
Is it overgrown with bushes so you can't even see it?
No. You can see it clear as day. It's actually like well manicured. That if you're...
Google says that Friendly's was founded in Springfield.
Okay, but I wonder, I'm telling you, when you're going 90 West, because we just went out there the other day. I can't remember what mile marker it's at or whatever, but you can look on the left side and on like this hill, it's got shrubs that say Friendly's on it.
There are so many restaurants, like former Friendly's restaurants that have turned into like other restaurants. And every
banks.
Or is it a bank?
Wilbraham.
I thought so. I
and South Weymouth is the one that has breakfast.
Oh,
there might be other ones, but that's the one I know definitely serves breakfast.
I'm telling you, your business model is you should add breakfast. Open at 6 a.m. Just serve like five different things. All you need is eggs and bread for breakfast. That's really all you need.
Yeah.
Maybe some bacon. You need some bacon.
Yeah.
Eggs, bread, and orange juice. That's it.
Yeah, you're adding
eggs,
a lot.
Eggs, bread, you bacon, and orange juice.
You need a meat.
A bacon.
Pancakes.
You need
waffles.
Cups.
You got pancakes.
Flour.
Waffles.
Okay, now you're adding it. It's the menu's too big already.
It's too big. It's
like five things.
Too tough to make that big vat of pancake batter.
Okay, Christian, why don't you tell us how to open a restaurant?
Yeah.
Oh, God. You want? I can tell you how to fail in one. Wait, yeah. No, you know what? Hold on. I can do that. I can do even better. Hold on. I can tell you how to fail in two. How about that? Hey, here's a good idea.
What were the themes of these restaurants?
Oh, God. We don't have enough time.
Did you guys have breakfast?
Did you serve
breakfast? One time.
Did you have Sunday brunch?
It was Puss in Boots.
Sunday one time, I did. Like I did go-to. Say... We did. We started having these stupid Sunday brunches.
Of course you
did. I was like, well, maybe that's the problem.
Oh, yeah. Everybody coming
mimosas?
In.
Maybe that was the issue. Yeah. Didn't
no. Breakfast pizza, though. We invented the breakfast pizza.
Oh, you invented it?
Oh, invented it. Yeah.
I mean, it's been around longer than I invented it, like 20 years
Valentine
ago.
Valentine invented the wrap.
Yeah. Surly.
Hey, really?
Yeah, Surly.
So here's the thing.
Surly Johnson's online one to challenge that invention.
So I watch a ton of Bar Rescue.
Oh, I love that show.
See all these places, right?
Of course
so when you had your places,
yeah.
How clean were they?
Very clean. The bathrooms, the one thing, this is why I was obsessed with like making sure the bathrooms were clean.
Yep,
I was obsessed with the bathrooms being clean. And the kitchen was clean, too. The food sucked, and the location sucked,
and
everything else sucked.
That's how I look at it, too. Whenever I watch Bar Rescue, like, my service may suck, the food may suck, but the place will be clean.
Yeah, it was
that
clean.
Seems like the easiest aspect of owning a restaurant is just keeping it clean.
Like the least of our problems.
The service is going to be terrible, but it's going
to
be clean.
We used to have these things every Monday night where it was like former Patriot player night where those guys would come in. Gronk came twice.
Threw your jersey on.
Oh, dude, I did. I was through whatever we could do. Hey, wait. I was like, did I sign a personal guarantee? Is that a thing?
Come here on Monday.
Should I be worried?
Christian Fourier.
Teddy Bruschi sold it out.
Monday? Christian Fourier.
No. Tully Bantikane did come. Yeah, tried to squeeze two women out of there. It was like at the end of the bar. I was like, oh, dude, no. Those aren't the ones you want.
I had talked to you about this before. All I picture you is like De Niro at the end of Raging Bull.
That's
you're up
me.
There, you're up there doing your own comedy, and there's like yep. three people barely laughing
no,
at you.
Just kids screaming because they don't have the right pasta.
Did you have a claw game there? Was there a claw machine in the lobby?
No, there was there's not. There was a tee, whatever that one game was, the golf game.
Golden Tee.
Oh, Golden Tee?
Oh.
We thought that was bringing a lot of money.
That'll keep
nope.
people there for 20 minutes.
Stupid. I should be talking at the rookie symposium.
We should get you on Taffa.
Who was LB was on that show?
Was he really?
His place was on that show. And they blamed him for everything.
Well, he was like buddies with the guy.
Yeah.
Like, he was like BFF with the guy that owned it. So
he got
shrapnel because like when it came to showing up on time, he didn't do it. So they yelled at him. It's like, dude, he's not the owner. He's
can
just
you,
like a friend of the guy who hangs out.
Can you imagine yelling at LB? Like, you're like, you got to really be, you know, rethinking your life choices.
Care. No, Taffa doesn't
Taffa
care.
Does
he's got a ton of money.
All
right, that's it. We're done.
All right. Good luck tomorrow, bud.
Yeah, thank you,
I'm
pal.
Saying goodbye. It might be the last time.
Chicken Nick and Billy produced it on the radio and Coop on the digital end. If something went wrong, blame them. Jones and Mego are next. Harden Fourier. Take you through Tuesday. I'll be back in with you at 10 a.m. on Wednesday.
Thank you for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.